Good afternoon. This is Leatherneck Magazine with Andrew Lubin. Today we're talking with Major General Ronald Bailey, commanding the 1st Marine Division. General, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
It's a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you for taking the time to conduct the interview.
Thank you. General, Operation Steel Knife kicking off, probably the largest 1st Marine Division exercise in February. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, Steel Knight 13 is a division level exercise, and it's the first of this kind in quite some time. Kind of give you a backdrop on the history of Steel Knight. Steel Knight has been used in the past, as at least in the recent past, for a pre-deployment exercise for our Division 4. The history prior to that, in the 90s, it was a tank exercise that evolved into an exercise where we could use the venue as a training venue for our units going into OIF. This year, we're using it as a division level exercise to work the division back to its core competencies.
General, this is you've got 8,000 Marines spread over between 20 on Palms and Camp Pendleton. How's it broken up?
Well, the way we conducted this exercise, or set this exercise up, is that it's a simultaneous exercise where we conduct an amphibious assault here and live fire at Camp Pendleton, and then we're doing a simultaneous over Camp Pendleton to do combined arms and live fire. So I have regiments in terms of 1st Marines here doing amphibious operations, some of it simulated. And then my 5th Marine Regiment's over at 29 Palms doing the combined arms live fire.
Then really the stress is here is more on command and control with 4,000 Marines in 3 different locations.
Well, that's the whole purpose of it, Andrew, is to get us back to division core competencies to, one, exercise our C2. And from a division level perspective, being able to conduct command and control at the division level with units in 2 different areas is really a challenge, but it's also a core competency that we should have, and so it gives us an opportunity to exercise our skill set in terms of command and control.
So you've also got 2 companies of soldiers from Singapore. How do they fit into the operation?
Well, the Singaporean units are part of another exercise called Valiant Mark, and that's a multinational exercise where we have the opportunity to work with our Singaporean partners, more of a mill-to-mill. As you know, one of the most important things we can do is develop partnerships, and when I talk about building that capacity, that's also very important for the United States Marine Corps. When we look at the United States Marine Corps from a very broad perspective, I'll start by saying the United States in itself is a global nation, a maritime global nation. And with the world's largest economy, 90% of our commerce is pushed over through the seas. So as we look to the Asian Pacific, it's very important that we have the opportunity to work with our partners in that region. And so when we have an opportunity to work with our Singapore partners, that only enhances our capability, enhances theirs, and we're able to share insight and lessons learned from what we've gathered in operations in Afghanistan, and also do exchange, because in mill-to-mill relationships, it's so important to have a personal relationship. For example, if you're involved in humanitarian disaster relief, if you're not building that relationship at the time of the event, then it's a whole lot better that you go in knowing the people that you're going to work with and knowing the capability that they have.
Great. I said, General, we've got Marines are very active in Operation Cobra Gold in Thailand, and now we've got force on the ground, Marine Rotational Forces in Darwin. Do you envision them coming over and participating in the night in the next 2 years?
Yeah, throughout the year, Andrew, we have different mill-to-mill relationships going on all across the Asian Pacific Theater. You're right in the Cobra Gold. Just recently, we had units doing some mill-to-mill in New Zealand, Australia, and we also been doing mill-to-mill with the Japanese force. So Yes, all over the Asian Pacific theater. We have been involved with our partners and allies working from mill to mill and also building that partner capacity with the various militaries.
General, for the first time, I believe, you got the Coyotes from the Tactical Training Exercise Group control group participating. Why are you doing this now compared to the last 2 years? Will the Coyotes be a major part of this from now on?
Yes, I mean, they've been a major part of what we've been doing before in the Enhanced Mojave Viper. As we transition into an integrated training exercise, they'll continue to be involved in that program from beginning to end. The importance of having the Coyotes involved in that, it allows us to be able to do fire maneuver, fire movement, like we had conducted before in the old, what we call CACs. So working with the Coyotes is not unusual or new. It's just a different type of exercise as we're working on a different skill set. This new integrated training exercise that we're working with the Coyotes on will involve individual units such as the infantry, such as the aviators, and such as the logistics units working at their battalion and squadron level, and then working up to a larger scale exercise or a MEB size exercise in an integrated training exercise.
General, Steel Night started on 29 November, ends on 13 December, so we're about two-thirds of the way through. Where are you at now, and are you happy with how things are progressing?
Well, I'm extremely impressed with where we stand at this point. We've got approximately about 7,000 Marines in the field at two locations, and they're conducting live fire combined arms training at both bases, and so far so good. We've been involved in 400 series ranges out at 29 Palms. We're doing a mobile assault course, and we're doing the live fire rehearsal of the operation concept, better known as a rock drill, for our Phoenix with 5th Marines today. So this is really going over extremely well. We've got the entire 11th Marines doing their fire X along with the units from 5th Marines, engineers, and amphibious battalion. So I'm very pleased with how we've integrated everything in to the exercise thus far, and we're getting some very good combined arms training at this point.
I wish we were out there for it. General, with the Marine Corps changes from COIN and enhanced Mojave Viper back to Steel Knight and then ITG, how does this return to the core competency, or are there still COIN and counterinsurgency aspects of what's happening?
Well, the transition back from OIF and the COIN environment is one of those things that we have been preparing for quite some time. We still have units in Afghanistan involved in COIN, but we have a large percentage of our units now back here making that transition. And the importance of this is that we're going back to those conventional traditional type things that we've been able to do in the Marine Corps, offensive, defensive operation, amphibious operations, and we're also always prepared to do humanitarian disaster relief type operations. You know, one of the things I'll say is that we'll fight with the force that we have today, and that force will be ready. And one of the reasons that force will be ready because we have the opportunity to train in division level exercises and train to our core competencies that we're going through in this particular exercise.
Come December 13, when the exercise ends, perhaps we'll be able to engage with you and give us a recap as to how the entire operation turned out.
Yeah, after the conclusion of the exercise, I look forward to giving you a rundown on the AAR and the recap of what we accomplished and how well the overall exercise. So far, so good, but as you know, one of the key things that you have in any exercise is the after action. We, in my opinion, we're starting from what I'll call a crawl, and we're working our way up to a run. But this exercise will tell us where we really stand, and how we look or compare ourselves to those tasks that we put before us, objectives and things that we wanted to accomplish before we started the exercise. So I look forward to giving you an after action report.
Sir, you've got 8,000 Marines in the field, so we'll let you go. But we appreciate the time.
Truly my pleasure, Andrew. And as I said before, I look forward to talking to you again. And I'll wait your phone call.
This has been Leatherneck Magazine, Andrew Lubin. They were talking with Major General Ronald Bailey, Commanding Officer of 1st Marine Division, about Operation Steel Knife. General, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Andrew.